This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Head chef cut up Ted's meat and potatoes has the worst Halloween candies. I believe we're doing a blind taste test.
Oh, cool. Yeah. They're the worst. All right.
Well, some of the worst, yes, for sure.
They're absolutely at least contested as being ones that they're not universally loved. Mm-hmm. Snickers bars, universally loved.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the Three Musketeers, you know.
You didn't get anything good.
No. No, I did not.
Look at the disgust on our face if you all watch the show there on YouTube, KISW Rock. It's coming up at 4:30.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Jeff, what are you doing over there?
I'm actually driving home. I'm going to pull over here in a second.
You're doing what now?
I'm driving home.
You're driving home and you're not sober.
Goodbye, Jeff.
Jeff, we got to let you go, buddy.
Yeah.
I thought he's...
Good news, he was pulling over to talk on the phone, though.
But he's still driving the vehicle.
I don't care.
I'm not, yeah. I want nothing to do with that. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo. Boo.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Okay, Sean. You're able to drive. Men's room poll, dresses one. Barney, Rob, and Jar Jar Binks are a cardboard chocolate bar.
Cardboard chocolate bar, the same one I picked on X.
Okay.
You know what, Zach? Right. I'm being dead honest. I'm picking the chocolate bar out of this as well.
Well, chocolate bar is winning options right now.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I guess.
You had no idea that you inspired.
Yeah,
a whole group
I guess if you're an adult, like, I'd wear it now, but just.
Your memories are not.
No. One of the, you know. Whatever grade it was, fifth or sixth grade, people were just like, what is that?
Oh, had to be a long day, brother.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. Question number one for you. What state is nicknamed the Mountain State?
They have a mountain mama.
Colorado.
See, that makes sense. But now it's Miles' home state of West Virginia.
Hmm.
Hence the mountain mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't farm there because the mountains are so severe.
Did they ever have, like, you know, I know there's like Miss West Virginia, but did they ever have like a Miss Mountain Mama?
No.
Like, you should be the mountain mama.
I didn't know Miss Teen West Virginia.
You told me about her, man.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's one that right there still in the bank.
Did you hooked up with that?
Maybe so.
Damn.
When you were in high school?
No, I was in college. She was a former teen West Virginia.
Trying to help.
Oh, no, I mean, no, but you once you had the crown, you have the crown.
I wasn't.
Not at all.
Well, I might have
Why
been,
do you ask?
I might have been 18 or 19, but so was she.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. How did you pull that off?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't
Just
know.
Just once or more than once?
A handful of times.
Nice.
I thought maybe that was going to be something I could hold on to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nah, but turns out she had a boyfriend back home that I
called
out about.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's college.
Yeah.
That
Miss
really
Teen West Virginia.
That is college.
Putting out. All right.
She was into punters.
Your question. Who was the first Marvel comic book character? As a hint, he is currently a member of the Fantastic Four.
That is one thing I've never been into, man. Never was into as a kid. Haven't been into it as an adult. But I'll take a wild guess and say The rock guy, the stone dude?
The Thing.
The Thing, I'm going to just take a wild stab and say it's Mr. Fantastic.
Is it Human Torch?
It is the Human Torch.
So who is it? It's Thing, the Human Torch.
Mr. Fantastic.
And?
Miss Invisible or something?
The Invisible Girl.
Invisible Girl.
Is that the least popular of the superhero groups?
I don't know if it's
the Avengers more popular?
Avengers is way more popular.
Okay, right. But, of the popular Marvel
Here's
superheroes,
my thing.
I would
We are forming the Fantastic Four, right? Miles, suddenly, you're Mr. Fantastic. Well, all right, not a bad name. Ted, no offense, suddenly, you're the Invisible Girl.
What? Is that Benedict Cumberbatch? Is that who plays that guy?
He's Doctor Strange.
Oh, who plays...
You're a Human Torch, and The Thing?
The Thing.
That, you
the
can't thing. Even call me Rocky or something like that, just The Thing.
Aren't The Thing and like Groot basically just the same thing?
No, The Thing can actually speak.
Oh.
Well, so can Groot. It's all about inflection.
Okay, yeah,
it's all about inflection, Mike.
Miles, you're thinking Pedro Pascal.
Okay. You telling me The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. He's also Mr. Fantastic.
I'll be damned.
The Viper.
The Ooh. Viper.
Oh, yeah. He did not end well as the Viper.
Who the hell was the Viper?
Game of Thrones.
The Viper. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You the thought Viper. It was going to end well for him.
It didn't.
Turns out, brother has some hand strength. You just need to see the scene. You go, oh.
He's the new poster child for like Excedrin. When the headache's so bad, it feels like your head's being crushed by a mountain. Take Excedrin.
All right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
All right. Your question. What river is dammed by the Hoover Dam? Damn you.
Damn you, river.
That would be what I said earlier, the Colorado.
Boom.
Yeah.
Colorado. That's pretty close to Vegas, right? Did you go to see that or did someone know?
It's close enough. I have not seen the Hoover Dam. I'd actually like to. And it's close enough they offer like the helicopter tour or something like that.
Okay.
Grand Canyon, Hoover Dam.
What is the big one we have over in Central / Eastern?
Cooley Dam?
The Cooley Dam.
The Cooley Dam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Driving through that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
That's where they saw the kids from Cooley Highway, where it lives.
Yeah, I know. Every time I hear it, I kind of...
It's hard.
I know. Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo. Boo.
Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sorry.
Not
beers.
Sober.
What's that now?
Two beers.
Two beer Dwayne. All right, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I always say. Okay, Dwayne. Dress as one. Right. Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or Cardboard Chocolate Bar. What do you want to be?
How about Jar Jar Binks kissing my butt?
Jar Jar Binks.
Kissing my ass.
See, Mike, that character
worthless,
sucked.
Worthless character.
I'm right there with you. Mike defends him. I
worthless
don't understand.
Is the right
hold on, yes, hold on, it hold on. Is.
He might have been annoying, but the Ewoks were worthless.
No, man, they stepped up and did
they
some stuff.
Stepped up Jar
Jar they took out Stormtrooper. And don't say Jar Jar Binks guys did. They didn't. They didn't.
Jar Jar Binks was also useless. The Gungans did help out in the droid battle.
They didn't.
They did.
They did for a second. And the reason
they
ended up because
so did the Ewoks. The Ewoks helped out for a second.
Brother, they tripped those big things. They smashed into pieces. They beat the piss out of some stormtroopers.
Yeah, and then that gun started blowing the load out of them.
Jar Jar Binks's guys, someone else did something somewhere, and the thing you're fighting stopped fighting. If you said you want to fight Mike Tyson, I say no. They say, but he will not throw a punch. Sure.
They held him off.
All right.
They held off for the people of Naboo for a second there.
The people of Naboo.
They did what they could.
Naboo?
Naboo.
Hey. What's up, Naboo?
I'm just reading he's supposed to be funny. And you guys are like, oh, we hate him.
No, no, listen. Funny. He is supposed to be funny, but he's not. You ever seen a comedian that sucks?
Okay, like, you were also 100 when he came out. He wasn't for you anymore, man.
Jar Jar was meant for comic relief and appeal to kids.
So did the Ewoks.
Didn't work.
It didn't.
None of you guys are kids.
I was.
I'm a kid at heart.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he
says about old Laffy Taffy over
Laffy
there.
Taffy kid says, yeah.
And don't like fun.
Every time I see you ripping a dart, I think, that's a kid at heart. He's just out here having fun.
That's a kid at heart. He's just a Sour Patch kid over here.
Kid at heart.
You are. What country is it they call them really bad kids?
Germany.
China or whatever? So the Sour Patch?
Yeah,
or no, France.
I thought it was Germany.
Or some way. Is it Germany?
Very bad kids.
Yeah, very bad kids.
Very bad kids.
Ted, I love Star Wars. I'm telling you right now, The Mandalorian, in my mind, as a TV show, is better than any Star Wars movie. I think you would like it. I bet I would,
but it's purely out of spite now.
Yeah.
I got that.
One you'd like. I wouldn't ask you to watch the movies, but like you would actually enjoy that show.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of talk. There's action and threats.
That's right.
He's got his I'm still not going to do it tone in there, right?
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah. It's pure spite, Star Wars nerds.
Ted's not a kid at heart.
That's right.
Not like me choking down cigarettes.
The world has turned me.
He doesn't have Disney Plus.
No. All right, here's your question.
Kid at heart.
From the television show Star Trek, what is James T. Kirk's middle name?
Theodore.
That's what I was going to guess.
Tiberius.
Hold on. Yeah.
You said Theodore.
Tony.
Tiberius.
It is Tiberius.
James Tiberius. Yeah.
Tiberius?
Yeah.
Tiberius.
No
Tiberius.
Way.
Yes. That is not sad. No, that was...
I think it was like a Greek somebody that did something.
It was his granddaddy.
That was his father.
Yeah. It was his dad's dad, Tiberius.
His actual name was Tiberius.
Yeah.
Tiberius Kirk. Tell me that he did not go to the University of Florida and is now playing wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
I was gonna say his complexion doesn't say James Tiberius.
Hello, I'm Tiberius Kirk.
And then Mike throws in, it's his name after his granddaddy. Like, all right. I'm like, we're just pouring it on now.
Playing linebacker, Tiberius Kirk. There he is, laying
does
him
sound
out.
Like Key & Peele a little bit.
It that
does.
Kid's got a hell of an upside.
He can dunk. Not a kicker.
All right, your question. What are the two rival gangs in the musical West Side Story?
Crips and the Bloods.
Man.
One of them.
Go ahead.
All right.
I have a very good hint. One of them is a real football team. One of them was a fictional football team.
But both of them can be hockey teams.
And a hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the question.
Skins? What's that?
Yes. Is it one of the skins or the
shirts and skins?
My mom made me watch that when I was a kid. I don't remember.
And obviously it stuck.
Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah, the Sharks and the Jets.
Once you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way. My dad loved that show.
Really?
I told you, everybody in my family, all the dudes are really into like musicals and crap. But that one I liked because there was like dance fighting.
So are the Sharks malleable then? Because if you're a Jet, once you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way. But the Sharks, man, you can...
In and out.
They're in and out.
All right.
Yeah, there's no loyalty.
Yeah.
Something to do, put it on your resume.
Well, I think even if you're in a club or a gang, like you look at other gangs, you know, they're not real.
Yeah.
Phony ass Shark.
Right.
All right, your question. What was the name of the airplane that Charles Lindbergh used to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
That would be the Spirit of St. Louis.
That is correct. And you know what that plane did when it landed? Mm-hmm. It asked the other planes where it went to high school.
Ted, does St. Louis actually have Spirit?
Oh.
I've never been.
They have a lot of Spirit.
Okay.
If you put two for
their high schools, but what else?
No, I'm just telling you, of the three St. Louis people I know, we used to work with one of them.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Even her, like the other two, like Brett, look, I love Brett. Brett doesn't mind me saying this. Brett could be a little rowdy.
Yeah.
Then I had another friend. He hung out with a girl. So if you got those two of them together, they were like hyenas. They just start going crazy. And then Leslie, that we used to work with, I had Brett backstage at one of the Pain in the Grass, and same thing. It just got loud.
Really?
St. Louis people, to their credit, they love being from St. Louis.
They okay, do.
They're proud.
Okay. Oh yeah, for sure.
Now, they move out here.
I know.
Yeah, they're so proud.
They
leave.
Move, but I can't take real
it.
Proud.
It sucks.
I met a girl in Austin. My buddy's girlfriend was like, "Hey," or wife was like, "Hey, man, you're gonna like her." She was from St. Louis, So what high school did you go to? She was like, oh, how do you know that? And then she started telling jail stories.
Oh, damn.
It was,
okay. But she's proud of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.